Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1415, air date March 28th, 2024.
All right, everyone. Good evening. This is Dr. Shiva Iyer. We're going to be doing our live town hall that we do on every Thursdays, as well as our open house. Every Thursdays, we do them at 8 p.m. And I want to welcome all of you. We also have our people joining us live, but the discussion we're going to have today is something a little bit different. We're going to be talking about the economic cost of distractions and why we must stay focused. So I'm going to actually walk you through it. It's a take on something I did years ago, but a lot of people don't understand that there's a massive cost economically when individuals are not focused. It's called switching costs. So I'm going to talk about that. As a part of this, I want to bring in our group that we have our town hall, which is going on right now. So let me bring our people in here from our town hall. I think, let me go to view gallery mode here. All right, so everyone should be able to see everyone. And I think I'm sharing here. Good. All right, so everyone out in the world of social media should be able to see that we're doing a live town hall. And we do these every week on Thursdays. As a part of the reason we do these town halls, just to make it clear to everyone, is that when we launched our campaign, we launched it on a very, very specific goal, you know, in a very focused way. And I think it's important that people also understand what this goal is. Let me hide this. Let me bring people in to also see this on our Zoom. So if you guys can see this, when we started this process, which started on April 18, 2023, our run for president, we really brought up the fact that our campaign, a truly independent campaign, recognized that this very interesting phenomenon was taking place starting at 1980, all the way. And you can see this was occurring all the way, even before the pandemic, that the life expectancy, which is denoted by the red line, was starting to go downward. You can see this dip, and the curvature here was starting to also go downward globally. And then after, or even before the pandemic, it's precipitated, because what you had was you had all this momentum here of people's immune systems being destroyed. And this we've discussed occurred because of massive amount of stress that has gone on in people's lives. It's not any one thing. It's a multiplicity of factors: healthcare systems, economic conditions, stress in people's lives, income inequality, food choices, all those things. It's a whole bunch of things. And so our goal as a movement, as running for president, is to really say that if you look at this, you really have to look at the x-axis. A lot of people forget the x-axis. And what this x-axis denotes is that this is not something that just took place suddenly. This has been something that's building up. It's like a deck of cards, you know, that you finally, a house of a deck of cards, that you finally pull one thing and everything smashes. But this is not something that just took place overnight. It's been going on since the 1970s, 80s, 1990s. This is a swarm, as we call it, left and right, Republican, Democrat, have resulted in this phenomenon. And plus, people call themselves quote unquote independents, fake independents. You have to, now we have to also bring that into play. And our view is that the only way to solve this is not running down thinking the Democrats and Republicans or their fake independents are going to solve it, but you really have to recognize that we have to take a systems approach. And we're the only movement and the only campaign on the planet which recognizes that it's a multiplicity of issues. You have to address healthcare and the environment and education and innovation and governance and the economy. So today we're going to talk about the economy, and next week we'll talk about healthcare and then the environment. But we've been doing this now for nearly 52 weeks. If you divide 52 roughly by six, we've gone through these at least eight times. So this is the eighth time that we've covered the economy, right? And the next time will be the ninth, but we covered different topics on each one. So that's essentially giving everyone what we're doing as a part of this. So let me to everyone on social media. I want to bring again in our people in our town hall. So what I want to talk about is, though the establishment really thrives on people being distracted, distraction is something that people do not think about a lot. We live in the age of these machines now that can really get you distracted. So the average person is distracted in many, many ways. And it's very hard for people to have the discipline not to be distracted. So at a very fundamental, it's because the discussions today is on the economy, I want to sort of give you some metrics on this. And just think about, if you just sort of close your eyes and you think about, you're sitting there at work, right? Or you're doing something. There's very rare times these days that people really have a chance to really just shut down everything and focus on any one thing. But if you think about that, let's say you're, particularly if you're doing writing, if you talk to people who write or think about things deeply, man, you need time alone or you need to just be able to focus at least for a block of time. But that's why sometimes early in the morning is very good, around 3 a.m., 4 a.m. When no one's up, you can actually get a lot of work done. But anyway, if you're working on something, let's say you're writing a document. You're working on an email, for example, okay, to write to someone. It's an important email. If you've ever written an important email, it takes a lot of focus because you're putting your thoughts into words. It's memorialized. It's important. It has legal consequences. And let's say you get a phone call. Well, it takes effort to now stop that writing. Now you're doing a very different activity. You're talking, you're speaking. It's using a very different set of brain functions. So you have to stop this one activity and you have to go to doing another activity. Okay. It may seem like, oh, well, no big deal. I can multitask. Yeah, it's good. A lot of us can multitask quite well. And then when you go to that other activity, you finish that phone call. Let's say it was 10 minutes. Now you got to start writing again and you have to review where you were at. You have to start again and then you start that process and you write and you start writing again. Someone else interrupts you with some other task. Okay. And this goes on. The research that's come out on this is quite extraordinary. The amount of time that people lose. And, you know, at University of California, people did, I mean, a lot of people started doing research on this, that they found a typical person who works nowadays at home office, wherever you are. This is quite interesting. The numbers are they're interrupted, you know, or they have to switch tasks on average every 3 minutes and 5 seconds. So every, what is that? 3 times 60, 180. Every 185 seconds, people are being interrupted by something. And you're doing something, 185 seconds, you get interrupted by something else. Now, the problem is you get interrupted in the case of writing an email, you take a phone call. The issue is it's called switching costs. How long does it take you to get back to getting in, back into that email and doing it well? Well, it turns off, you know, where you left off, it can take up to 23 minutes and 15 seconds. So basically, you're doing a job every, you know, about 180 seconds, there's an interruption, phone call, text message, whatever it is, right? And then it takes you another 23 minutes to get back to where you left off from, okay? And when you add all this up, a lot of workplace productivity people have done this, that it turns out that the amount of time it takes you, the amount of hours, when you add up human costs, is around 28 billion wasted hours a year. And that comes to about $1 trillion. This is the United States. We haven't looked at the world economy. So it's about $1 trillion just to the, from an economic perspective, these switching costs. So it's quite extraordinary. It's not a small number. I want to give you the economic of this. And what's happening is, that in a lot of the surveys people have done, people are finding out that this switching costs about 40 to 60% of people's times are being wasted in these interruptions, right? In the amount of time that it takes to do that. So that means if someone is actually working, you know, I put in a long day, and if you actually looked at their productivity, about, you know, nearly two thirds of their time. So that's, you know, you work 8 hours, 6 hours, close to 6 hours, is being spent on stopping and restarting, stopping and restarting. Okay. It is no small amount of time. And the problem is that this occurs because as people don't have the courage and the discipline, a lot of this research shows, to stop people from interrupting them, okay? Nor do they know how insidious this is and how costly it is. So from an economic way, people don't know the cost because it sort of just happens. It's become cultural. You get these interruptions, you go handle the interruptions, and then you start on something. And then, in fact, sometimes the interruption becomes a task, and the original task that you set never gets done. So what happens is people essentially are reacting to conditions. They're not following a goal for themselves. And you have massive, massive economic impact. In addition, it causes a lot of health impact, because if you're not able to actually focus on something, it affects you mentally because you feel like, wow, I'm not really making any progress. It affects all sorts of things. Physiologically, emotionally, mentally, it affects your morale. You start not really focusing on anything. You're not moving in a direction. You get dispirited. You get a downward spiral of basically, thinking, you know, you're treading water. You're not really getting anywhere. It's from a movement building standpoint, from a political movement standpoint, this is why a lot of people get frustrated. They start something. First of all, they don't have the right theory. They don't follow through on anything. They go, well, you know, you can't beat the establishment. They're just so powerful, right? So people sacrifice their energy, their enthusiasm, and their enjoyment particularly. And this leads to irritability. You know, people get distressed. One of the worst things is when people say, you got a minute? And you don't know how to get out of that situation. Okay. So now there's solutions that people have come up with, and I'll talk about that. Before I get there, I just want to emphasize this point that these distractions in many ways are unconscious for a lot of people, but I would argue that some of these distractions are done in a very conscious way to make sure that, you know, people don't focus on what their goals are. And collectively, people then do not really achieve anything that they want to do. So I'll give you an example, you know, from a movement standpoint, right? You'll find a lot of people say, yeah, you know, I want to do this, right? First of all, they have no idea of how this system works. Intelligent systems, when you take our program and you go through the Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior program, the key thing we focus on, intelligent systems have something called a goal. They have a goal. Dumb systems have no goal. They're just like dumb machines, input, output, right? So you're sitting there trying to do something, get a distraction. Oop, I got to take that input. You're doing stuff without any real goal. Working people who work in many of these organizations really have never collectively thought about, what is my goal? It's very unfortunate. Now, when people get involved in political movements, they jump into, I'm going to vote for this guy. I'm going to vote for that guy. I'm going to go do this or that activity. They've never stepped back and sort of in quiet reflection. And that's what a lot of people in our movement do, because they've gone through bitter experience. And then they say, wow, you know, this didn't work. That didn't work. There's got to be a better way. And when they get to that point, they start recognizing that they need to understand the dynamics of why there are distractions. And the fact is that the elites, the swarm, inject distractions into you every day. So from an economic system, you can see you're trying to do this activity. Someone keeps coming, right? 60% of your time is lost. You're not able to focus on the goal. So even in that workplace condition, it takes significant effort for an individual to be focused. This is why, you know, when I look back at the many entrepreneurial ventures I've done, small companies, man, it was much better to have five people, six people. When you start having 300 people, man, your productivity goes way down massively. There's a wonderful book called The Mythical Man Month. And it's a great book written by the guy who headed up the IBM software development team. And there was a theory that said, oh, I have a software project that's going to take a 100 person months. Oh, so if I want to get it done in 1 month, I hire 100 people, right? So if a project's going to take 100 person months, that means one person, it'll take 100 months. Two people will take 50 months, right? 10 people, I can do it in 10 months. But if I hired 100 people, I could do it in 1 month. And so Fred Brooks is a guy, and he wrote this book called The Mythical Man Month. And so when IBM was building this operating system called OS2, they thought, wow, it's going to take 1 million man months. We're just going to hire a lot of engineers. Well, their productivity went down massively because as you hire more people, as you have more interconnections, guess what happens? You have more distractions. And it doesn't work that way. No one included that. So when you're building a movement, you have to think about this. We're not here to convince everyone. We don't want to waste our time convincing people want to wear masks all day. We don't want to convince people who are so dumb they think fucking Trump's their savior. Go hang out with him. While you're giving him $400, he's making $8 billion on Truth Social. And then he ran this theater saying, oh my God, they just took $450 million. And you as an idiot are giving him money. Keep doing that. We don't want you in our surroundings. You're dumb. You're going to distract us. We're not here to convince you. We're just going to call you dumb. You have to do that. You have to be focused. Great athletes, great Olympic athletes, anything I've done, great scientists, inventors, man, you got to be fucking focused if you want to achieve anything in life. If we want to shatter the swarm, do you think we're going to do it by wasting our fucking time talking about Booby Kennedy? We have people come to our open houses. Well, you know, this happened to Trump. Poor guy. This happened to him. And that happened to him. I feel bad for him. Are you sure, Dr. Shiva? Yeah, I'm fucking sure. Please get off the call. Go reflect and look at why you're asking these questions, why you're distracted. Trump ain't distracted. Trump ain't distracted at all. He is totally focused on fucking you over and conning you. And that's what he's been doing all his fucking life. And he thinks you're dumb. So you have to get your shit together. And our movement helps you get your shit together. We're not here to fuck around. We're here to shatter the swarm. We're here to build a movement. In order to build a movement, you have to get focused and you have to study the science. You want to be a good student? Great. I love good students. I do not want, you know, dilettante students, because it took me a lot of effort to put this stuff together. It's been a lifetime journey. And to those people who become leaders in our movement, they've been on a lifetime journey. They don't want to waste their time. People have wasted their time with Obama and Bernie Sanders, Crystal will tell you. Other people have wasted their time with Trump. Other people have wasted their time with Booby fucking Kennedy. And they come to a point, they realize that I'm wasting my time. These people are distractions. And they have to roll up their sleeves and they have to get very focused. I got to understand the physics. I have to understand the dynamics. And then you have to understand, I have to now get focused. You can't have one foot in one boat, one leg in one boat, and the other leg in another boat. You ever try to do that? Go try to put one foot in one boat and another foot in another boat. See where you end up. You end up nowhere. You end up in the lake, okay? Drowning. So if you made it this far, understand there is an economic cost to you. There's a health cost to you. There's a mental cost to you to be unfocused. So if you made it this far, well, something brought you. You saw these videos. You said, shit, this guy's really talking about some stuff. I've never heard this stuff. He's shadow banned everywhere. He's running for president. And they have, you know, 500 million people have heard about them. And I realized I want to be part of this. Now, if you made it that far, you got to go. Now you got to get laser focused. A, go take the program. Take the class. Learn how to teach it. You spend a lot of money on all sorts of shit. In our model, we charge you $100 for nothing. You can pay us more. People actually want to give us more. And after, and if you're really, truly destitute, you talk to our leaders and we'll help you out. But you have to get focused. You have to go through one of the books, System and Revolution. Study it. Go through the course. And then get on the ground. Doris is out there collecting signatures. In Canada, you know, we're putting together the framework, okay? Overseas, everywhere, we want you guys to take action. Because when you take action in a focused way, now you start learning stuff. Luz Abin, a 74-year-old woman, went out and started collecting signatures. She was surrounded by 7 male cops. They tackled her. All right? Unbelievable. A woman who goes to church in her neighborhood, put her in jail, and then she was attacked by inmates. We coached her because we don't trust lawyers anymore. Remember, lawyers work for the government. And you know what? She went in. She had her shit together. The police didn't show up. She went in again. They dismissed the case. Huge victory, and we're going to do a video on it. But what's come out of her for that is, she's inspired other people, you see? She understands the theory. Nicholas Lupo, Bob Smith. Bob Smith used to ask me, well, what's the goal? What's the goal? Where are we going at? Well, Bob knows right now the goal is to build a movement. It's a self-organizing system. But until you get involved, until you take action, it's all theory. But then you have to be focused. You have to start doing actions. We've created a university. We've created a community, an environment like nothing like it on the planet and all of human existence. And so now the issue is, do you want to get focused and do you want to help us grow the movement? There are people who've been around and, you know, they do stuff. They have a lot of people in their geography that they haven't even called to mobilize them. That's not good. You got to get focused. You know, for 7 days, I didn't leave my chair in my dining room, and I had to write a law brief by myself. It was, you know, they have a 45-page limit, but we included close to 200 pages of addendums, and it's really well done, and I can say it's well done is because a lawyer, one of the number one firms in the world on the board, who apparently hates people who do lawsuits on their own, he looked at it and said, this is staggeringly brilliant. And I thank him for that. It was a great piece of work, but it took a shitload of focus. For 7 days, I had to sit there and solve a very complex problem. So if we want to do great things, we got to get focused. If we collectively want to change the world, which is what we have the opportunity to do, and raise consciousness, we have all the tools to do that. But it is going to require you to get focused. So if you made it this far, to those of you who are new, if you want to get distracted by, you know, we don't allow people to share stupid videos of Trump, and for reason, we have to impose some discipline because you're going to waste your time. And we don't want you distracting us. We're on a mission. And the mission is to raise human consciousness beyond left and right, beyond black and white. We're on a mission to expose to people how this system of power, profit, and control works. Michael Griffiths. I remember Michael's in UK. He's done a spectacular job in mobilizing England. When Michael first started, he was shy. He was new to technology, right, Michael? You remember that? Well, Michael overcame all that. Tremendous amount of focus Michael's done. And you transform yourself when you focus. You peel off layers of nonsense within you. But we live in a world right now, there's incredible amount of distractions. Incredible. And the elites know what they're doing, and they have institutionalized distractions in the political realm. They've institutionalized distractions. They copy the real stuff. Booby Kennedy literally copies everything we do to distract other people. He, in fact, goes and finds a running mate who looks like my running mate, Crystal Ellis. Crystal's far more prettier. Okay? All right. But it's no coincidence that the elites follow everything that we are doing, and they mimic us. They steal our lawsuits. They steal our lingua franca, all of it. Because why? You have to ask, why are they doing that? Why is it you see Booby Kennedy's tweets literally taken from our Zoom session, cut and pasted? It's to distract people. If you look at nature, if you believe in evolution, there are very, very, you know, evil, you know, the animals that are quite deadly are the ones that mimic other animals. Camouflage, distract, and then they destroy them. So our movement educates you how not to get distracted, how to become wise. And that is why it is separate from the economic interests, economic waste. Couple of points I just want to share. What can you do? You know, these are some very practical points. First of all, you need to sort of step back. I'm going to give you sort of five things that you can do to help yourself overcome this economy of distractions. Number one, the first thing to understand is that you need to understand that there's an economic impact. So take a little bit of time, you know, in your own life, and you may want to just reflect on that. Sometimes it's really good to understand the pain, because, you know, if you don't have the pain, you're not going to have any gain. Okay. Some people are distracted so much that they just, it's a normal part of life. They have no idea that their life's going to be over like that. And their whole life was basically one big freaking distraction. So you have to really personalize the cost of the distraction, right? How much time you're losing. Irreplaceable time. Okay. Just think back how much time, even on the political realm, you can look at it, you can personalize it too. Think back on the political side, how much time each one of you guys lost following Bernie Sanders or Obama. Right. And even now, think about those of you who are leaders in our movement. When you're out there, you talk to 10 people, one idiot wants to spend all your time arguing about Trump, and you do that. That's a serious waste of your time. Meanwhile, 10 other people really want to learn. You see what I'm saying? We don't have time for that. A lot of people want to talk about all sorts of woo-woo shit. Random stuff that isn't practical or advantageous to us building a movement. It's interesting. It's interesting mental masturbation on some level. And you can do that all day long. You can be an academic and do that all day long. You can be a philosopher. Sure, you can do that if you have the luxury of doing that. But you have to personalize what is the cost to you, your family, and your community, you know, and to you mentally and emotionally when you get distracted, when you give time to people who don't deserve it. You have to put an economy of your time. And then you have to look at the joy that you also get on the flip side. You know, when you spend time with people you really enjoy spending time with and people who are on the same mission as you, it's much easier to get shit done, guys. Go look at your, from a business standpoint, you hire 10 people, you know, three of them are good and you hire one asshole. That asshole will destroy your company, will destroy your stress, You have to be like a Doberman and get rid of those people because they'll distract everyone else. It takes great courage to do that. It takes a lot of discipline, but it creates a much more joyful life. So this is why, you know, when people come to our movement, you know, we have our leadership program. Our leaders, the biggest growth that they have to go through is when to cut their losses. And you have to do this in your own life. You have to know when to fire people. If you're having a business, you have to know how to fire customers. It may sound weird, but you have to know how to fire customers. Some people are so much overhead, so much maintenance, they distract everything. You know, it's a tough decision, but you have to, you know, one of the choices here is you have to personalize, and everyone needs to do this, you have to personalize the cost, okay? Second thing that you can do is it's really important, and this is a very practical thing you can do. There are certain periods of your day or when you're doing an activity to lock time. Okay. It's called time locking. And you literally say, and by the way, these skills are not intuitive. People think, oh, they know how to manage time. Most people don't know how to do it. It's actually a learned skill. Particularly in the modern world with all the distractions that we have. So part of it is, you know, during this period or, you know, like we've set a goal, we need to collect so many signatures. Okay. So if that's the goal, in order to get to that goal, you have to mobilize people. Okay, that's in the United States. Let's say in Asia Pacific, we want to make sure we hand out X number of flyers, which means we need to mobilize people. So if you're doing all sorts of other stuff and you're not, don't even have a team, you have to put together your team, which means you need to say, I'm going to lock a certain time, you know, 20 minutes on this time, and I'm going to make out calls to do that, right? And you can apply this anywhere, but it's called time locking, where you have an interruption-free period, which may seem really hard, right? Based on what I told you, every 185 seconds, people are being interrupted. So imagine just a simple productivity increase you can have and mental solace you can have by taking a certain period for locking in for a particular period. That's a second skill that you have to learn how to do, okay? The biggest enemy in all of this, which is point three, is not other people, but it's actually you. Meaning the ability to make sure that you lock yourself in a focused way that you don't allow yourself to be your worst enemy. I'll give you an example. You know, many people start PhD programs. Very few people finish a PhD program. The hardest thing in a PhD, you've passed, you've taken the courses, you've done your research, you've presented your general exam, and then you have to write your thesis. It's very difficult to write. Writing is like one of these skills where it's a very spiritual exercise. You have to sit down and you have to write. A friend of mine literally got a chain. And he would lock his chain and have his wife take away the key. So he could not leave his desk. And that's how he got his PhD done. This is why in many traditional systems of spirituality, you know, you had a guru or a true guru or a true teacher. If you think about a good coach, football, baseball, they push you. They say, no, we're going to have practice and you're going to do so many push-ups and you're going to do so many sit-ups. And in golf, you know, all the pro golfers have to hit around 10,000 balls. I think it's in a week or they have to do certain amount to keep their chops. So a lot of these skills have not been taught to young people anymore. It's unfortunate because they're losing the opportunity to really develop their mind and their brain. They're just wasting literally the neurons in their brain. Literally, they're being wasted. So you have to take time to not only do the time lock, but you have to make sure you're not an enemy against yourself, right? It's really focusing. And that's why collecting signatures handing out flyers and having a goal. In many ways, people have written to me, wow, I started doing that and I started organizing other parts of my life. Wow, I'm going out and handing signatures. Maybe I should do something for me. Great. Now get your other part of your life. So this stuff actually helps people focus other aspects of your life because they've never had a goal. Oh, I got to go get, 20 signatures today. And you find out that people who do these activities well are really well-organized people, and they're very, very successful in other aspects of their lives. So again, our movement gives you activity so you get focused. It's not a simple thing to go out there and hand out flyers. It's not a simple thing to go. It's very meditative, actually. You got to go out. You got to get people organized. You got to make certain phone calls. And some of these things will help you get organized in other areas, but you have to be able to focus yourself. The fourth way that you can do is, what'll happen is you'll start finding that if you do this well, you're focused and you say, wow, things are really working, right? I have more time. And you have to also be ready to allocate your surplus time, meaning doing the things that you enjoy doing, right? The things that you haven't been doing, right? For yourself, et cetera. You literally will have a luxury of time, believe it or not. Okay. And you start prioritizing those things that are valuable to you. And the last thing is, you can do, one of the important things you can do is, it's important, that you learn how to have tasks come to you, and you learn how to delegate those tasks to other people who are really, really good at doing certain tasks, okay? And you start batching tasks, to others. And that's why in our movement, we train people how to do simple project plans. Our leadership program is truly a leadership program. People come into it. They learn how to use a spreadsheet. They learn how to organize time. They learn how to organize themselves. They learn how to get focused. And a lot of this stuff people don't even value until they say, wow, I learned this and this and this and this and this and this. So that's what our movement's about. But the swarm, those in power, and I'll close this the next couple of minutes, want you to be totally distracted. They want you to be what we call in the book System and Revolution, the first thing you learn when you go through our course is there are two types of systems. Dumb systems, which simply take an input, as you can see in that diagram right there, and they give an output. Input, output, input, output. Or there's an intelligent system, which has, it's a little more complicated, but it has its own goal. It knows how to focus. It's looking at as it's heading towards its goal. An intelligent system, they do not want you to be an intelligent system. They want you focused on their goals, which is power, profit, control. They want you to feel Trump was victimized. They want you to think that, Tucker Carlson is some great journalist, right? But when you get focused, you will start seeing connections among things. You'll start saying, wait a minute. I start seeing that, on March 22nd, Netanyahu has a meeting with Blinken at 8:30 a.m. And he's telling Blinken that we are going to go into Rafah and wipe out all the Palestinians. And we don't give a fuck what the U.S. thinks. And 12 hours later, quote unquote, ISIS attacks Russia. And overnight, everyone has forgotten, now Islamic fundamentalism is the headline. And Netanyahu going and destroying Palestine is okay, mentally in everyone's mind. That's how they keep distracting you. Do you think it's just random that right at that time, Trump is now going to make $4 to $6 billion off Truth Social? The guy doesn't know shit about technology. It's the Zionist bankers on Wall Street that are paying him off. You have to start connecting all these things together. It's right in front of us. right? Supposedly he got a $400 million damage. And I told this to people 3 weeks before this. I said, look, Trump is going to make a shitload of money and it's going to be like 1% of his quote unquote wealth. A guy who knows nothing about technology overnight is making $6 billion. What do you guys think about that? He's a fucking fool. And if you know how companies go public, and if you know how a special purpose acquisition company is a SPAC, he didn't do all of that. This is done by Wall Street bankers. The level of paperwork and setup that it took, the focus that it took to make sure he gets money in his pocket is not random, guys. So, welcome to our movement. I hope you understand the economics of distractions. I hope you understand the pain it will cause you. I hope you understand that if you keep getting distracted without a goal, very clear goal, your life is basically is going to be meaningless. And you're going to frankly look back at your life and say, I wasted, in this case, at least 60% of it. You have to step back and say, what is my goal here? You have to really ask yourselves, what is my mission here? I'll be gone one day. What will I have left people? You have to ask these questions. I've been asking those questions since I was 4 years old. What is the purpose? Why am I here? And once you get clear on that, you will not be freaking distracted. You'll value who you want to hang out with, where you spend your time, and you'll have a much more joyful life. And you'll have incredible people in your life. The people in our movement, the leaders, the people come around, man, they are awesome people. They're really, really divine people. So welcome to Truth Freedom Health. And those of you who are new, we'd like to introduce all of you. We have an amazing community of people. I hope you guys get involved. And if you don't, you know, it's unfortunate, but get involved for your own sake. Should we go? So what we want to do is there's we have some really we want so there's a little button at the bottom of your screen here. It has something called, and also to people on the live stream we're doing, let's see if people have people live, if you have any questions, feel free to ask them. Okay, let's we have about 1400 people live. It's quite incredible. Let's go over to Zoom. And we'll start introducing people. Anyway, at the bottom, there's a button called reactions. If you click on that, it'll come up with a hand and you can raise your hand. So everyone new, kindly do that. And so let's start with Donna DeSillis from Pershing County, Nevada. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Good. Tell us a little bit about, if you could share where you're from, how you came to us, and that would be great.
I found you, Dr. Shiva, I think back in 2018, maybe 19, on Health Matters. And I'm a county coordinator here for bringing back the grand jury and the militia. So I'm on another task, but I received a call from Jill and got caught up on what you're doing and decided to share some of my time with doing this as well, because I'm also trying to take over the fraudulent Chamber of Commerce in town.
All right. Well, nice to have you, Donna. If you connect with Crystal, we need a good, we have a good group of people in Nevada. Crystal will text you right now. And we have our Shiva for President volunteer meetings every Saturday, but please join and we'll connect you up to people in Nevada. Nice having you, Donna.
Yep, Saturday at 12:30. I'll be there.
Yep. Let me go to Johnny Clements. Johnny Clements, go ahead. And then we'll go to Melinda Nieto, Tom Horner. Go ahead, Johnny.
My name is Johnny Clements, as you said. I live in Nevada. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes,
I'm also in Las Vegas, Nevada. Man, I seen you on YouTube during that COVID thing, and you was talking real good logic and understanding. And Crystal hit or Jill contacted me with and asked me to join one of the group, join one of her, the meetings. And she let me join the California meeting recently.
Oh, wonderful.
About the, yeah. And I was a little hung up on the NDA, but they explained it very well. You know, just for your protection, our protection, everybody else involved, so no one can do any malicious things. And
yeah,
like I said, I'm definitely interested. I'm interested in truth, freedom, health. I'm all about good logic and understanding. And yeah, that's it. I'm happy to talk to you, Dr. Shiva. It's I'm a little giddy over here.
All right. Well, it's really nice to have you. You sound great. What do you do out there in Nevada?
I'm in vending at the moment. I'm also going to school still, or going back to school. I'm looking to become a nurse.
Okay.
and that's what I do. That's what I do. I have children. I have a wife. Yeah, and I'm in the hospital right now. My daughter actually has RSV at the moment, but we should be going home soon. But I'm interested in everything.
We have a lot of nurses, believe it or not, in our movement. I would say 20%, it seems like, are people who come from the nursing background.
Okay, well, it sounds like a group I want to be a part of if I'm really being serious about being a nurse. It sounds like a good group to be a part of. Yeah. So
anyway, great to have you, Johnny. I'm glad you connected.
I appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, be well, man. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's go over to Melinda Nieto. Melinda, how are you? And we'll go to Tom Horner. Melinda?
Okay. Hello. Hi.
Hi, Melinda. Where are you from?
San Diego.
Oh, California. Okay. How did you come to us and tell us a little bit about yourself? Yep. We can hear you. Go ahead.
San Diego.
And how did you come to find out about us, Melinda?
Facebook.
Okay. All right. Well, good to have you. Crystal will connect you to a lot of people we know that you can connect with in California. Good to have you. Let's go to Tom Horner from Oregon. How's it looking, Jason?
Good.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Tom Horner. Tom, can you unmute yourself, please? Tom Horner. All right. I think something's up with Tom. I can see there's a lot of other people who are new. If you, I may sort of pick on people that haven't introduced themselves yet. Let's see. We have Rosman from Malaysia. Rosman, how are you? Rosman. Rosman, would you like to say hello? Go ahead, Rosman. Rosman, go ahead, from Malaysia. Tom, you're unmuted.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Hello, hi, Dr. Shiva. Yes, thank you. I've been here for quite some time now. I think it's my third time here. I'm from Malaysia. I live in Kuala Lumpur, the capital city of Malaysia. I learned about your site, about movement, I was, searching about the Palestinians and the Israel and what's happening around the world. So that's why get me interested in your movement.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if Rajesh is here, but you should connect with our Southeast Asia leader. His name is Rajesh Ravindran, okay?
Yes. Rajesh already contacted me. Yeah, I already spoken to him, yeah.
All right, great. Well, nice to have you.
Thank you.
All right, so Tom, I think Tom's having some unmuting problems. So if there are no other new people, You're on. Let's open it up to some questions. I have to end a little bit early tonight because we have a big workshop event that we're doing, which is a 3-day workshop on systems health. You know, part of what we're doing is we're creating solutions that people can deliver. And that solution really has three components to it. One part of it is the fighting piece and leadership training piece, which is a movement for truth, freedom, health. The other piece is educating a whole army of people who can teach people how to treat their body as a system. We call it the Systems Health Educator Program. Now, I used to do that for many, many, many years, long before I even got involved in electoral politics. We put that on hold and we're relaunching that again. So we have a number of people coming in from throughout the country for tomorrow. There's a 1-day program, 2-day, and it's a 3-day program. There's about, 100 hours of courses. It's literally a university. Anyone can take it. You don't have to be a healthcare provider, but it'll really teach you how the body is a system and you can go help other people. So, and then the third piece of what we have is a program where it's to really do open science. We're going to be rolling out something where if people want to learn how to do science, actually do scientific research, we're going to provide people those tools to do that. And that's going to be part of the Cytosolv Open Science Institute. And obviously, our run for president is bringing up some very, very profound things on what does it mean to be a citizen. Our lawsuit has been filed. It's a pretty strong lawsuit, and we'll see what's going to happen with that. We have two of them that we filed. All right. Any other questions? I can't, Crystal, there's two people raising their hand, but I can't unmute them. Maybe you can. While they're doing that, let me see if there's any questions online.
Dr. Shiva, can you hear me?
Yeah, one second. I just have a question here. Someone's saying online, Dr. Shiva, would you consider the possibility of a UN ambassador? Sure, why not? But, I think I'll probably be fired very soon if I took on that position. If it's a UN, but remember, the UN is a totally corrupt organization. If you saw what the UN put out yesterday, it was on the front page of the New York Times. The UN was saying, begging Israel to give aid to Gaza. That's like telling the fox to go feed the hens. I mean, it's just nonsense. That's what it is. But I would probably consider it to troll them for a couple of weeks. And that would be about it. I'd probably be fired within probably a few days. It wouldn't go well for them. Okay, next question. Go ahead, Hamza.
Dr. Shiva, so my question is regarding the delayed truth right now we are seeing from these grifters. What do you think is the plan of the elites now? Like all of a sudden they're talking about Israel now finally doing a genocide after so many months later or years later.
Yeah, what do you think? That's they're not really saying much.
Yeah,
if you go look at this process,
it's
gone.
It's funny,
Hamza, this has gone on for a long time, okay? And it's the liberal Zionists who keep doing this. So Blinken, when he went to meet with Netanyahu, is going there because they're just a smarter imperialist. Obama and John Kerry were basically, they realized, wow, we have to fool people better so that let's start showing outwardly sympathy for the Palestinians because the American people are getting smart. So if we don't show sympathy, they're going to think we're absolutely, nut jobs, which we actually are, but we better show some sympathy. Okay. Just to keep the masses in check. It doesn't matter what they
that's
say.
What I.
Look what they're actually doing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I thought the same, so I just wanted to get your point of view on it. And another thing is, I just went to South America recently, a few weeks ago, and it's scary because Zionism is now Brazilians are becoming Zionists. They believe the Zionist narrative, and it's sad.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's why Millet was put in there. He was put in there by Israel, by Zionism. That's his job, right?
His same in Brazil with Bolsonaro, like
Bolsonaro. All the there, it's basically a world of Zionist fascists, and that's why Trump is so compelling to the elites, because he's a con man. He'll make all these MAGA-tards feel good as he's screwing them. Like, they'll actually feel great.
I mean, he is screwing them. Like, yeah. They're, like, so dumb, like, everything. Oh, no, Vivek is a snake. Oh, everyone is a snake. Oh, this is bad. This is bad. But I'm voting for Trump. What the fuck is wrong with you? He's going to fuck you. It's like he's fucking you, and you don't know he's fucking you.
Right. That's right. Yeah, that's why people have not taken time to see. That's why today I want people to see how you may be doing this to yourselves by not studying the material, by not going out and collecting signatures, by not handing out flyers, not getting involved. We've given people homework assignments to do. And by not getting focused, you don't really understand the dynamics at play here. You know, the constitutionalists, there's so many distractions. They will be talking the Constitution until the crows come, but they won't get on the ground and talk about the fact that we need to end the occupation of the United States and we need to build a movement. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have this fundamental thing that people don't focus. Everything that we've put together in our movement comes from a very focused, deep, deep understanding of how the system works. And it leads you to one singular goal, which is we need to build a movement. We need to educate people independent of the swarm, totally independent. All right, Hamzat.
Okay. Dr. Shiva, last thing.
Oops. Go ahead. Go ahead, Hamza.
Before we end the meeting, I want to talk with you regarding a few things I can talk on. Like, there's a case that some of the we athletes are doing, and I just wanted to talk about that after the meeting ends. So,
all right. All right, everyone. All right, you know. I know, Crystal, I'm going to have to sign off.
Thank you, Dr.
But I hope this is valuable for you guys. Again, please recognize that our movement exists. Those of you who are new, get involved. Those of you who've gotten involved, you know, have sort of put your toe in, jump, dive in. There's many, many activities you can do in any part of the world. You have great people there to support you, and you can help us in many, many ways. But get involved. Actions are what build character. Thank you, Crystal. I'm going to head out. Be well.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, to everyone on social media, I hope that was valuable. But recognize that we are building a movement. And those of you who are new here, you can go to ShivaForPresident.com and help us volunteer to get on the ballot. Go get one of these bumper stickers. These bumper stickers are great. You put it on the back windshield of your car and 100,000 people will see it. It's very easy to do. So get involved. And then finally, I'm going to end with just playing our video so you guys can understand what our campaign is about. But a lot of hardworking people here, get involved.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not so obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
All right, everyone. Good night. Be well. Be the light. Get involved. Get involved. Get involved. And keep an eye out for our open houses that we do every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You can go to vashiva.com/orientation to sign up. Be well. We need to build a bottoms-up movement. Go to shivaforpresident.com and volunteer.